Dvar Halacha or Liyud Dalid Sivan. Okay, we're talking about Kriyas HaTorah, mistakes the Baal Kari might make, and we talked about major mistakes. Now tonight we're going to talk about what the Rama says. We'll call them minor mistakes that the Rama says there are mistakes that you don't have to. The Baal Kari does not have to go back and say it over again. And once that's the case, there's a shaila if you could correct him at all, if he would get embarrassed. So that would be, let's say, if he misreads a vowel, but it does not change the meaning of the word, but he gets the vowel wrong and it does not change the meaning of the word, whether it's S and Ace, or coal and coal, or even Lucha and Loch, really, unless in the context of the Pasuk, there's a Zohar and an Akeva there, and the different reading, and a Lucha or Loch could mean you, it means you, and it could even be used for a Zohar at times, but if in the context of the Pasuk, it's the difference in pronoun will make a difference in the meaning, if it's talking about the lady or the man, then you would have to be careful about the Lucha and the Loch, but otherwise it is not considered to be a change in meaning. Eretz and Oretz and all those types of things, or a trop, a mistake in the trop, if it does not make a difference in the pshat, we said it could by the Mercha Tipcha, by Mafsik and Meshores. So, but if there's no difference in pshat, he missed a revi'i or a pozer or whatever it is, then he doesn't have to read it over. And Mamela, as I said, there's a shalaf, you'll have to correct him. The common custom, generally, many times, I'll say it that way, he is corrected. So you could say, first of all, he doesn't get embarrassed, maybe. Nobody's perfect. Second of all, you could say the people are wrong, they don't know the din. And they're the ones that should be embarrassed for not knowing the din. Okay? You could say, some achrenim say asvara. You could make up with him in advance that he's going to be corrected for anything, and like he's moichel in advance, so that would be another way to allow correcting him, even if b'di'evit is good. Again, we're talking about b'di'evit is good, so the shaila becomes, can you correct him publicly, and thus presumably you're embarrassing him. So maybe you're not, and maybe it's stipulated in advance. And some say that if you pay the Baal Korei, which sometimes is the case, maybe many times is the case, so then you're allowed to correct him, because then you have the right to demand that he do a perfect job. And it doesn't matter that he doesn't have to go back, but you have a right to demand, maybe not perfection, but you have a right to demand that he not make any mistakes at all, at least even these kinds of mistakes, and then you would be allowed to correct him. If you can correct him, you're not being mevayishim. Question of being mevayishim only comes up when b'di'evit it's okay, so he doesn't have to say it again. So what are you telling him to go back for? Okay.